We are up to, we'll start again, no, we did it already. We're up to Chutz Milan Elodim, which is, you go across from Taisus Chutz, and you go down about four lines, you have five lines, Chutz Milan Elodim Mahu. What if a guy says, I'm divorcing my wife, besides for the people who are yet not born, who will become born later, meaning everybody in the world today is mutter to her. But there'll be children born, pashtas, they'll be born later, right? And I want to exclude them from the get. Mahu, hashtami elayis yalad. At this point, there's nobody excluded. Adoma, asidu de misyaldi. Or maybe, the bottom line is, it's pretty much certain that somebody's going to be born. And those people will become excluded. Is the get a get? Because at this point, it's matra l'chol adam. Or since that when you wait, people are going to be born, she's not going to be much of a local adam. So then, is that considered a get that's not complete? Is there Rashi? Rashi on Elodim, Asidim Lizvalid. Adoma Asidim the Misyaldi, Mitzra Lehim, the Yishusai. They'll be usher because of his marriage. Hukuk Havishir. That's the question. And basically, at this point, he's not leaving over. At this point, it's a complete get. So, it's, you know, I don't even know if the Elodim will happen. I mean, the Gemara's Mashmah, they'll be usher. Because he left it over in his marriage, that's the question. Look, Dr. Gemara Vayter. Amaloi. So, on that, he answered him, and he is Rav Nachman. Tanisua, to the Parish of Mishnah. It says, he said, I'm sorry, Dr. Harris. To the Sua, Le'eved Le'eved Gechavim. He said, on the condition you don't marry an Eved or a guy. It says it's a kasher get. Now, Misa, if you're going to tell me we take into account the fact that later on there'll be somebody excluded, Eved Le'eved Gechavim Nami, Avidi Le'Gairi. This Eved and guy can become Jewish and they will be excluded. Right? They will be excluded. Just like people born are going to be excluded and you have a Shiloh. Well, the Mishnah seems to say the fact that he excluded an Eved or a guy does not make a difference because at this point they're not excluded. In the future they might be excluded because they might be Megayer. And for the Gemara, Hanach Lavli Yura Kaimi, Hanach Lisli Yudi Kaimi. One is the fact children are going to be born. That's how God made the world. Avadim and Goyim. Gairus happens not frequently. It's not something that's in the system. And therefore, when he left out the Eved Levi Kechavim, he left out something that's not in the system, and therefore that's not considered a shear. Yes, doctor?
Like a new child. He doesn't exist anymore.
It's not a good.
It's not the same person. Period. The old person does not exist.
So, great question, but that law, the Gemara assumes clearly that if the guy becomes a yid, he will be usher. That means the Gemara assumes that he's leaving out this physical body.
But with great respect.
Again, that's what the Gemara is saying. So you're asking a kasha on the Gemara, but it's not a question of understanding the Gemara, because the Gemara is clearly saying not that way. Dr. Harris, I'm sorry for bothering you. The only guy I want to bother here. Will you be able to plug this in because it's not, it might, it's almost ran out of.
Hello, anybody there?
Yeah, Moish, I'm here. Sounds like he disconnected us.
Yes.
I'm here too, but it's just the three of us, so Moish, you go. Go ahead, leave
I'll
the show.
So we're back.
Okay.
Part, you still need other,
naturally.
That's what the Gemara's answer
is. Yeah,
I think so, yes. I think that's included in the Gemara's answer. Rashi. I mean, your question is a good question, but the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by it.
I fundamentally misunderstand the
very major. Well, yes and no, because there are a lot of things we say Kikot and Shneila Dami. For Arias, biblically, we say Kikot and Shneila Dami. Biblically, he can marry his sister. But Rabbanon asked it, but Moshe came for approval. He's yaitzeh, the Gemara says, and that's a deraisa. So, again, the exact parameters of this have to be discussed, but I'm just saying, now, Rabbi Kivega is bothered. Again, Rabbi Kivega is Lushitasai, who yesterday pointed out from Rashi that the guy excluded a specific katan, because if he would exclude all katanim, it would only be while they're katanim. And the minute they become gedolim, they wouldn't be excluded. So he says over here also, if the person excluded many goyim, he just points out, it would be while they're goyim. It's only if excluded a specific eved or a specific guy, not if he excluded all goyim, because then if they're megayim, they're not goyim. And he only excluded them when they're goyim, like katanim when they're katanim. But it's Rabbi Kivega going in his own, the way he understands it. Rashi. Look, Rashi, eved v'chachom nami amazis v'meimibu asidin megayri. They might be megayim after the Lucky Lavishir. The answer is Hashtamis Lechon. That's right. Nothing to my right. So he told them, I have another raya. Chutz mi balachaisamahu. I'm sorry, he asked another shayla. Chutz mi balachaisamahu. What happens if he said to his wife, I am divorcing you, you can marry everybody besides the wife of the husband of your sister, which is an erva. Right? Rachel and Leah are sisters. This guy's married to Rachel, and he's divorcing Rachel on the condition she not marry Leah's husband, which she can't do anyway because Leah's a sister's husband. But the problem is not a problem. But if her sister were to die, she becomes permissible to marry her sister's husband, and because of the shear, she will not become permissible to marry her sister's husband. That's the shayla. Is that called the shear? Do we say Hashtamir lechazile? At this point, she's with it to everybody that's a non-erva. Aduma zimna de mesachaisa lechazile. Her sister might die. And at that point, she would have been able to marry her sister's husband, but thanks to this get, cannot. And therefore, it might be impossible to get. Amalei tenisua. Eved avichachom nami avidi de mikairi. Now, he wants to compare a guy to a husband of a sister. I mean, he can be Megayir and the woman can die. Something Gemara, no. Gamus l'shicham, bisa shicham. Unfortunately, everybody dies. It doesn't, it's part of life is to die. It's part of non-life, but it's part of what happens to everybody, except certain people were able to walk into Gan Eden alive. The rest of the people happen to pass on. And therefore, it's something in the much more frequent for the woman's sister to pass away than for a guy to become a ger. Again, that wasn't today. Those days, women lived less than men because of childbirth. The danger of childbirth, many women died in childbirth. So therefore, Adarava, the woman's span of life was much shorter than, not much, I don't know how much, but shorter than men's span of lifespan. Rashi. Dr. Schwab will tell you exactly when that switched, but it used to be that way.
Just as an illustration, in 1970 and 1870, the average duration of marriage was the same. In 1970,
it's not considered leftover. Something about that. Chutz misnuseich mahu. What if he said you can marry everybody, but you're still my husband, my wife vis-a-vis nus? So he's restricting her freedom, but not a marriage. She is mutter to every single person through marriage. She can't be mitzana. If she's mitzana, she's still an anxious ish for snus. But his son Alishayer didn't leave over in the marriage, like the Mishayer Bebiya, but he did leave over in the ability to have a relationship, which is part of freeing a woman that's married to him. Rashi chutz mitznus actually to bali mitznus. I do Mishayer Bebiya ba'alma. The tzad ishus kareinam ba'am, that's still holding on to her in a marital way by restricting her out of wedlock relationships. Amaloi tenisua. La'aba lavicha. To prepare your Mishnah. He says that the condition you don't marry my father and your father. Now, she can't marry the father. There's no such thing. Obviously, he means she won't live with them. Because if he meant not to marry, well, she'll never be able to marry. Right? It's only when it's an erva that we say that doesn't affect the validity of the get, because he's being mater to everybody she's allowed to have a relationship with. But had he restricted her ability to have a relationship with someone that she theoretically could marry, but she's having an out-of-wedlock relationship, it is considered a shir. And for the Gemara, Dilma ben Nisuan, the other instance, maybe he, when he says chutz ma'aba mavicha, he doesn't mean that she's actually going to marry. It can't be chal. But he's saying, I am restricting your having a marriage with my father and mother, meaning going through the motions of a marriage. In economy, it would never work. But he actually is restricting, and that's not called the restriction. So, Trashi, Abba Vavicha b'nei Nisu'aninu, the Tesek Adayta Devoye Lashkuyah Badov, the Tavsuba Kedushin. Impossible. Elul Abba's Nus, Abba Vavicha b'leishir, the B'lav Hachinami Asir Luhu. Only by a father, it's anyway Asir. That's what Dilma b'nei Nisu'an Ketori Masnissan. The Abba Gav, the B'lav Urchihu, even though it's not regular, it doesn't work. So Kekulaka Abba Shir. Abba Vavicha b'nei Nisu'an Ketori
Masnissan. What's Shir? What is he meaning, living over? Aspect of the father? That's the part
that she's from Shire? No, he's married. Well, the Gemara's habit is he's leaving over this nus aspect with the father, and therefore the Gemara had a diak only with the father is not out of Shire, but with everybody else it would be a Shire. The Gemara's answer is he's leaving over the going through a marriage with a father.
You say, when she's Bruya?
Yes. He's saying to her, I'm divorcing you, you can marry anybody. But I chutz the fact you can't have an out of wedlock relationship. No.
That's
to Shiloh, not proven Shiloh.
What's the difference in this aspect of it?
It's not a tonight.
I understand, but this part, is there an isser?
It makes no difference. He's keeping her as an anxious ish. It's not anxious ish. Not an air vote.
Is it any different than, I don't know what it is, but it's fine.
Apart, I mean, the Gemara gets it in a minute, but Pachtas is fine. Nothing to do with marriage. He's not restricting her in any marital way. You're talking about Tanai, she has some kind of identity. This is not a Tanai. Yes. That's what I answered you right away. We're chutz, not amanat.
What does Ella mean? Chutz or also?
Weiter. Talk to you more weiter. Something about right. Chutz mishaloi kedar kamahu. What if he says you can do anything, have out of wedlock relationships, marry, but you can only have relationships in the regular way husband and men and women have relationships, not shaloi kedar kamahu. Kedar kamahu is higher. He's only, she can marry anybody, have a relationship with anybody. I don't about Mishkabe Yishikziv. Bottom line is, a woman can be lived with in two ways, and he's maritally restricting her ability to live one way. Rashi. Mishkabe Yishikziv, Hekishne Mishkabas Lukhodavar. Tyra comparison. That she, if he restricts one, it's like restricting marriage, in a certain sense. Back to the Gemara. Now here comes more shilas that are a little bit further away, but a different shilas. We'll see. Chutz ma'faras nederechamau. What if he says, I'm divorcing you, and the way Rashi learns the shilas, on the condition of chutz, that your husband will not have a right to be made for nedarim. Will not have a right to be made for your nedarim. That means he's holding on to the HaFaras Nadarim aspect of marriage, not releasing it. But it's so Mila Shayah, you can marry anybody. But don't be sure you command of Isha Yiferenotziv. The bottom line is, he still kept some vestiges of marriage keeping HaFaras Nadarim. Bachi, Mishka Isha Yiferenna, the Kiva the Shayah HaFaras Nadarim, Begabe, Isha Karina Be. She's still her husband. To a certain sense, he has retained some husbandry rights. What happens if he says chutz mitrumus termasek? If you marry a kayan, you should not be able to eat truma. Now this is a problem, Rashi Pshat. We'll see in a minute why Rashi Pshat is a problem. But he divorced her. He's under condition besides the right to eat truma if you marry a kayan. I'm not releasing that. For that, you're an aishas ish. Now the problem, besuin holoshayer. But don't make King Yekasba says. King Yekasba means truma is a marital right. You let your wife eat truma, and by restricting that, he's withholding some aspects of marriage. Now, the problem here is she's a grusha, right? If she marries a kayan, she's a halal and can't eat truma anyway. Right? That's the kasha Taisa says on Rashi. Right? But the Taisa says, you can say, he's not restricted. He's restricting it in a marital way. There's an Isser. He was saying, for that, you're considered an Eishes Ish. Anyway, Taisus has a different chapter. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi mitru masrech. Shum tinasi l'kari l'achil cho betrumba. King Yekasva hu yoichu b'ksiv. V'akim d'la barochi hu lo have a king Yekasva. It's not considered a complete marriage. Yishtakir v'shayah b'kidushin eitzu kehanim. Back to the Gemara. Chutz mi'yirushusech mahu. What if he says, I want to hold the right of you, Yerusha? So again, he's holding on to one aspect of marriage, the right to inherit her. Right? Yerusha is a husbandry aspect, and he's holding on to it. Rashi, chutz mi yushusech shim temusi an yarshen, I will inherit you. Chutz mi kedushech b'shtar mahu. What if he says, you can marry anybody? You can have a relationship with anybody. I'm not making any restrictions, except I'm not divorcing you for the right to get Mekudesh's Bishtar. You can have Kedusha Kesef, you can have Kedusha Bia, but you can't have Kedusha Shtar. Now, Mia Minan, Evshet the Mekadesh Lo Bekesef and Bia. The bottom line is, you can still be Mekadesh and Bekesef and Bia. Adumah V'yatzav Ha'isah Ishka Shavayis Ladodi. And if he leaves one out, it's like all Kedushins are compared to each other. If you leave one out, it's restricting Kedushin. Rashi. Chutz mekedusha b'shtar, shmekedushucha b'shtar l'yir Kedushin. Klaimer, sheshayir echad midarki ar Kedushin, but when shayir eskulam, he didn't leave him all over. Iskei shavayis ladodi, v'echad ishayir chadim, and I like mina mei v'yatza. Divorced means he has to be able to have all three types of Kedushin afterwards. And he's restricting one, so it's not a complete divorce.
It's different than Shirk's going on.
I have no idea. You're back to Tanai. Here we go again. You're going into Almanas. This is not Almanas.
It's Chutz.
Chutz. The same kasha all over again.
Oh, Shirk's Vilna was not good because
it was a Masna Mach custom
Torah. It's part of the essence of Torah.
Right. Again, it was going against the Torah thing. You made a condition, not like the Torah.
And this
is not a condition.
But if I would have said Al-Menash,
Shiloh, use Shtar. Do you have any problem?
Maybe yes, maybe not. If you hold the machlokes in Bechut, the Amanas, everybody holds it works, so it would be no problem.
I'm asking the question is...
I know what you're asking, that you're asking a question, I realize that.
But not being able to use a shahar, the same thing as not being able to give you Onah.
And we'll try this one more time. This is not conditions here.
I understand that, but if you would put this in a conditional form, would it be the same type of thing?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But that's the Gemara Shaila, whether the Yatzah V'Haitza means that a get has to be able to allow all forms of Kedushin. I don't think so. You can be completely divorced and she doesn't have a right of Kedushin Shtar as a condition. Just like I'll convince us that you won't drink wine for 5 years.
It says
that it works? Well, he's totally divorced. He held on to one monetary right. Is that... Meaning when the Torah says you need a complete divorce, to what degree does it have to be complete? That's exactly what the Gemara Shaila is. You can make an argument that that's still part of marriage, and therefore that's... Or you could say it has nothing to do with the essence of marriage. It's a side benefit of marriage. I mean, that's the Gemara Shaila.
If she would be Mekadosh B'Shtar, she'd be Neshetzish.
She can't. It wouldn't work. She's the Neshetzish. He never divorced her for that.
They will speak about why they chose Shtar more than Kesef or Bia?
I have no idea. I did not see anybody speak about that.
Is it possible maybe in the back of that Gemara that you used yesterday you
had? I don't think they speak about it. It's possible. Everything is possible.
Who was asked that question? I forgot who it was. Who did Rebbe say? Rebbe wrote it. Rebbe read it from. Who was the one that asked it? It was someone that I never heard before. The Marshal, was it?
I don't remember the question even.
No, it was Schutz's question.
Which was?
I don't remember either. I remember that you saw it in the back.
What was the question again? Right. So it was Yaakov's question. And the Kedusha Rim. You never heard of Kiel's Yaakov before?
I really did, but that wasn't what...
Yeah, that's the two that talked about it. Yeah? Yeah.
You bring down two... And the Kedusha Rim brought down also?
Yeah. Thank you. Don't you mention the writer? Yes.
Not everything is possible.
What?
Not everything is possible.
I agree.
To bring a proof from an odd place, St. Thomas Aquinas points out is that even God cannot create a logical impossibility.
Okay, I don't want to get involved with that now, please. It's too early in the morning.
Rabbi Mark Rassman?
Rather elegant thing.
Rabbi Ishak?
The Yerusha he held back for himself, but he doesn't learn that way for the
Hazar. I know, it's interesting. I know. He doesn't hold that way by Truma either.
Truman, yeah.
I know.
Rabbi Margaret?
And I don't know why. Yes!
So the Gemara leaves the tinker, but it's all basically, since we don't have any conditions in the get, so this is just not, all these questions are not negay, is that what you're saying?
No, tinker saying we don't know the answer.
But since we don't make any time in our get, so it's not pertinent.
Oh, but not as that, no, they're not pertinent, no. We wouldn't write again any way that way. No way, Jose. Not a thing close. No Tanai, nothing. Today's Gitna done with nothing. Plain get with no, as little shyless as you can possibly have.
How does the guy get
extra
money?
What? He doesn't write the get till he has the money. Oh, that works. Sometimes. Once upon a time, they were able to remove his tenayim very quickly. But today, they go to jail for that, so it doesn't work so well. Gubish HaGet. Hariat Mataris L'chol Adam. The essence of the get is the words Hariat Mataris L'chol Adam. Rashi, Ikik Sav HaGet Kach Yichtuv Aboy. This is what has to be written in the get. Rabbi Yehuda says we need more. Because Rabbi Yehuda wants people to understand that it's not just he's divorcing her, but this is the bill of divorce. Hariat Mutaris Lechalada might be, he's informing her, you're mutter, but not that this is creating the divorce. How do we know that this is the thing that creates the divorce? It might just be a proof that she got divorced, and maybe divorce happens a different way. It doesn't. But you don't see in Hariat Mutaris Lechalada that this piece of paper is what created the divorce. So then Reb Yudah says it has to say, Reb Yudah Eimer, the day in the 11th of Chuminoi, this is from me to from this you have from me. Sefer Terachim, okay, I'm going to need Art Scroll and his Theosaurus.
Document of banishment.
A document of banishment, the Gereshukin, a letter of release.
Abandonment.
The Get Peturin.
A bill of release.
A bill of release. Okay. Basically, he decided that Terechon is banishment and Shvukim is abandonment and Peturim is release. I could have translated the words just differently, but fine. If he's happy with that, I'm happy with that. L'mach l'hisnatsa, you should be able to go and marry l'chol gvar d'hisnatsun, to every person who stands, the hisnatsun, that is established, that stands, that is there. What does Archko say?
With any man that you want.
Yisatsun is Ratsun? Okay, thank you. Gubush or Get Shechur. Once we're talking about a get of a woman, the essence is Ariat Mutaris Lechalada. Rabbi Yehuda wants extra. Rabbi Yehuda wants you to be able to look at that divorce and see this is what created the divorce. This is not just a proof, but the this is the essence. This is it. The Chachamim are happy with saying Ariat Mutaris Lechalada, and we're not afraid that people will misunderstand, and even we are. This is the get. We don't have to write it in. Everybody says, no. You want that get to say, this is your bill of divorce.
Is that true?
Yes.
No, Korob Lezer. I thought Ava Sirikarsi.
It makes no difference. It's still the bill of divorce.
Everybody just said, you want to make sure that this is
the bill of
divorce.
It is. Is that true? Yes, it is. Who watched the transfer of this thing?
It's the transfer that's doing it.
What divorces her? This piece of paper that's being transferred to her. The mayor. He also needs Adam to watch the transfer again. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
If you look in the back of that story, you might have a question. I'm saying it's only according to...
Right, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. This is the paper of divorce. This is what creates the divorce. No, it is not. Why is she divorced?
She got this paper.
So what made her divorced? That you don't need Adam to sign the paper, as long as they watch the transfer of the paper, that's enough to say, to establish that this is a good get. Because all documents need witnesses. The witnesses can be the witnesses of transfer. They create the validity of the document. But it's the document that divorces her. You need a valid document. The validity of a document is established by witnesses.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need all three things written?
What do you mean, all three? No, not really. But once he's writing, you're going to see the language that flows here. We make sure that nobody misunderstands us.
The word get is really only about, it was derived in order to make a get.
Get is a contract.
The word get is a word by itself?
Yes, it means a bill, a contract. There's Gitei Mammon, there's Gitei Shichror, all get is a contract. It became synonymous with a divorce only in the people speak. But in essence, the word get means contract, bill.
We use this lotion. There's a sample get in the art school.
Of course we use this lotion. Yes. Yes, why shouldn't we use this lotion? Maybe your print doesn't have it.
No, I'll tell you the truth. I bought this. I was with a place called Abe's Books. It's cheap. You get like $2 off. A lot of the stuff is not in here. Plus, the person who had this, if someone had this before, I see his comments on it.
That's why it's 2 hours deeper. That's what you take the comments for. He knew that before he bought the thing.
Well, what part did Rebbe say?
That he used, that he sells used books.
But it's got comments for a whole.
Well, it's used, right?
He's horrible comments here. He says, tootling. The guy went out of it.
I think we should go back to Rashi. Back to Rashi. I'm saying I didn't finish the mistake. Goofish again, Shikhur, Hariat Batskhir, and Hariat Lazmachab. You don't say Hariat Mutaris Machal of them by Shikhur. You're freeing a Shivcha, or you're freeing an Evet, you say you are your own boss, you are free. Rashi. But then the heaven chuminoi, but za safe Rashi Yelech Me'iti. This safer, this scroll that comes from you, me, safer Terechen, a something of banishment. I forgot what he translated safer. No, that's a letter. Let's say for
document
of abandonment, banishment. Vigar is spoken in a letter of abandonment. Shetzarach lechiach betoichai, shayidei sefer zeh ubegarsha. It has to be that you read that this is what's creating the divorce. Zog the Gemara Pshita. Hariat Pshita the following. Amar lo leishta hariat baschayrin le'amu v'loi klum. Telling a woman you're free, that's not a way of divorcing. Because that doesn't say you are permissible to all men. Free means free in a monetary sense. And telling your shivcha you're permissible to marry every man is not freedom either. That's for sure. The question is, what if he told the woman you're on your own? Well, the Gavri come along. Does it mean you're totally on your own? I mean, no restrictions to me, which means we are now not married. Or it means you're on your own to earn your living. Nothing to do with marriage.
Is this the verbal or written?
Written. And then he wrote this in the get. Zakrashi, Amala Lichtoy Begita, to write in the get. Hariat Baschairin. The law he cuts the boy harap mutaris the chumadam. Le'amer klum the lishayach begerish and lost the chayrus. Bas chayrin he kaita mechayrus. He was a free Jewish lady beforehand. Freedom and slavery go together or opposite each other. Freedom and marriage don't go together. Amer l'shivchas harap mutaris the chumadam le'amer klum the legabim melocha le'avkimine. He didn't release her from work. But even the shivcha he was shem shivcha law. If he retains her as a shivcha. By mystery, Nami Lebechayrin. He can't permit her to marry a frum Jew because she's a Shivcha. Yatsa Lecheiris is Weiter. Right. I think it's Weiter. Yeah. Zatikamai Weiter. Amalur Ravina Luravashi Tashima. We are going to try to prove what the halacha is of Hariat Ba'atzmacha by a woman. Gubisha get Shichur. Hariat Ba'atzchayrin. Hariat La'atzmacha. That's what the Mishnah said. How do you free a person? You say you are free, or you are on your own. Ma avda dekhani le'gufa. Ma dekhan evad that you own his body. Ki amar le'hariat La'atzmacha kani gufe. Being on your own means I no longer own you. Ishit le'kani gufe le'kolchke. A woman that you don't even own completely. So when you say you're on your own, you're releasing any control you have over her, which means it's a good bill of divorce. Rashi. No Rashi. So he proves to the Mishnah that Hariat La'atzmacha would work for divorce. Because if it works to free a lady from slavery, it would work to say you're on your own, which means I no longer have any control over you. Yes, doctor.
Is this someone who is half slave, half free now?
No. This is going to a complete slave and say Hariat La'atzmacha. I mean, he's not saying. Writing in a star shikhur, Hariat Lasma.
But she's part bound and she's part free.
No, she's not. She's totally free. We're proving if it works for freedom of a slave, if it sure should work for freedom of a wife, a releasing of a wife.
Thank you.
Again, and I will just point out that in a lot of this Gemara that we're going to be having today and some of it tomorrow, it's language. And language is cultural. That's how they understood the words then. Because we understood words differently today, doesn't mean a thing. Meaning, we're talking about halacha, like a person writes in his get and said, right? Now today, we would never let that in a get. But in those days, what we're saying, Ariat La'atzmacha, was a valid way of releasing his wife. It was clear that that's what he was doing.
Does Shimon have an Isha's aspect here that he's controlling?
No.
Nothing at all?
No. It's a byproduct. If she's a Shimcha, she can't marry a Jewish man. You're interested in something else. When you own a slave, you control their reproductive habits, because that's part of owning a slave. It's not an Isha's control, it's a control of slavery. If you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not a halachic Isha's control. It is a control of, since he's my slave and she's my maidservant, they're supposed to serve me in all aspects.
What does that inherently mean? Does it include every all the byproducts too? Literally.
Once she's free, all the consequences are gone.
So she can marry any Jew.
Again, if a guy frees a shivcha, he doesn't have to write what happens.
Wait,
that's automatic.
It's inherent, right? It's built in.
Exactly.
So how can we make that a kal vachomer then? Because it's not a detail in Isha's for her. Why are we comparing the two? How can you make an Isha's thing off of an aspect?
Because the question is, what does the word Harry Atlas Macha mean?
Whatever control I have over you, you're getting it. You're getting it.
Correct. That's what we're saying.
Not just your mighty death or
nothing. You are on your own.
In the end, it works for a slave, but not for a wife.
It does. We're saying if it works for a slave, it works for a wife. But we're saying that's what he said. If it works for a slave, why shouldn't it work for a wife? Again, it's taking away every control he has.
Marriage is more chomer, and you can't make a comparison to
again, we're trying to translate a word. What does the word Hariat La'atzmacha mean?
Maybe it's the money. Maybe you're
that was the Shiloh. The answer is, if it's releasing a shivcha completely, that means it's removing every vestige of ownership. So then in marriage, it's removing every vestige of marriage.
I'm bothered by the comment.
Again, I can't argue this because it's all how you translate the word. I mean, that's my God. Sorry?
The fact that he owns every part of the Eved makes that more of a...
Exactly. Dr. Kumar Bai Tamil Ravina Ravashi. Amaloy Li Avdoy, Ainli Asikvach. Again, he writes to his Eved, I have no Asik with you. And I have no dealing with you. How does Archgold use it?
Yeah.
Dealing. Is that considered Shikhrur? Amaloy Ruchana Ravashi, Amaloy Ruchana Bechazinoy Ravashi. Tanya, somebody sells a slave to a guy, which he's not allowed to do. We punish him. He has to redeem the slave and free him. He still has to get a bill of freedom because the bottom line is selling it to a guy. The guy never got the Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, the Kinyan Aguf still belongs to the first master. He has to release him. Didn't write, what is the word, I would say contract, but I don't know what he...
Document.
I have a custom of Einai, Zel Shechrurai. The document can be the Bill of Freedom. Why? My Einai, what does it say in the Einai? Because it says, Amarim Shesh is the custom way, the Shetivrach Mimenu, Ein Li Eisigbach. Part of the Einai is, when you run away from him, I have nothing to do with you. Ein li eisig bach is freedom. That is a lashon of freedom. Rashi? The Rashi? Yatsa Lacheris, Avapi, Shikonsul of Daisan Asar Bedamov, we make him buy him back even at 10 times the price. Leishtabed Leyaid, you can't work with him anymore. By the way, this was in the Masechta Gittin. Betzarok Yatshechur, we had it back in the fourth parak. Betzarok Yatshechur, Latira Babas Yisrael. So I cast him on a Stark Shemachel Avikachavim. He didn't write a contract to the guy. If you can ever escape from him, ain't the Eisig Bach. Ain't the Eisig Bach Lashon Cheresu. There's a Lashon of Cheres. Yes. Could have a Kanani. Correct. I think so, but I can't be 100% sure. I mean, he for sure can give multiple of them. I don't think there's any restriction on that. But 11 every, I'm not sure. Oh, as soon as he became a chef of the Khan, is correct. There's no marriage, Allah. There's no marriage, Allah. Avodim and Shmukas have no Hilchus marriage. Correct.
Rabisa, can you remind people to mute themselves, please?
Can everybody please mute themselves? Fine. Rabbi Udaimer, the Danes, the Heavenly Kaminoi, Sefer Teruchim, the Gerish Fukim. A bill of abandonment and a. Something, it's not a bill. No, then it's not a bill, it's a document. The document of the banishment and a bill of abandonment. And then that's the Yisurus worked over time. But, something about the Mike Mifflin. What's the Machlagus about? Rabbanan Sadmi Yadayim, Shemachikas Havi Yadayim. Let me explain. How clear do we have to see things? What if something leans in that direction, but it's not 100% clear to us? Is that enough? Rabbanan Sefer says, Hari Apotaris Lachoazam. His name and her name, I met him as a Lachoazam. You understand that this is the bill of divorce. And Rabbuda says, not clear enough. We want clarity. And Rabbanan said, you don't need that much clarity. As long as every person looking at it can figure it out that this is probably what happened, that's good enough. That's called Yadayim Shein Mechichas. It is a handle that is not clear. It is words that aren't 100% clear, but lean in that direction. Meaning, every person looking at a bill that says, Ariat Materis Lachlodam, handed from a husband to a woman, would understand that this is probably what creates a divorce. But it's not clear. That's the machlokes. Rabbanan Sadri, Yadayim Shein Mechichas, Havin Yadayim. V'yafak Avdol Kassel Lo V'dein, even if it doesn't say this is it, Mukhamus is about Gittikum Agarish Lo. It's pretty clear that that's what he's doing. Rabbi Yudah Sadri, Yadayim Shein Mechichas, Lo Havin Yadayim. Therefore, V'tayma, the Kassel Lo V'dein, the Mukhamus, the Baha'i Gittikum Agarish Lo, that's clear. Like us, of a day, I'm even divorcing Garsha. People will say he was Megarisha by telling her she's divorced. Ustara, Raiba Almahul, they'll say this document is just a proof. Rashi.
That's by
Jarv,
right?
Yeah, it's by it's also by any time you need language.
What I'm saying is that. You're not saying get needs more. Whatever would be by the daughter would affect get in title.
Maybe, maybe not. That's not the issue here.
Yeah.
We're not learning except as the daughter now. We're learning except as get.
I understand what I'm saying is because you bring the raya from.
No, we're using the concept of how clear does it have to be in the writing. You want to know what you're asking is. If you hold your Yadayim Shein Mechichas is good by Gittin, does that mean you hold that way by Nedarim? Or the opposite.
Yeah.
So that's a whole sugya in Masechtas Nedarim. Meretz Hashem, we will get there. The Gemara discusses that. The Gemara. The Gemara talks about get vis-a-vis Nedarim, vis-a-vis Kedushin, vis-a-vis Peya, vis-a-vis Tzakah, vis-a-vis all kinds of things. Hefker. All kinds of different things. A whole block dedicated to Yedayim. Shem
Achich. That was like, butter one that says, this is no good, right?
Yes. This has nothing to do with chutz.
Nothing
to do with shiurim. Shiurim is one sugya, and this is the second sugya. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Yedayim shei mechichas. Look to Rashi. Beis yad achiza. L'davar lechaz ba. Yedayim is something you hold something with, a handle. V'loimar hachiyach shayidei sefer zeh girusha. It proves to me that this is the bill of divorce. Avilu hachiyav beis yad. Even if it's not 100% clear, it's still good enough. V'aminan, with the custom get, since she wrote the document. V'yav, and he gave it to her. And it says, harihat mutars l'chol adam, goli daita debai gita megarsha. That's enough to tell us that this is the bill of divorce. But the Rabbi Yehuda says people will say b'dibura the amar lo b'shas mesira mataras l'chol adam and raya ba'almi who lias b'yad aleidus. Maybe the document is just a proof the kol asher telech laharish ibnuya to show that she is single. Okay, now we're going to get into Hilchos language, and again this is something that we'll have a hard time associating ourselves with because we don't speak this language, as we will see. Amar Abaya, hi man the custom gita. One who writes a get, loylichta v'din. Don't spell v'din with a yud, because that will read v'din, which means I am required to give you a get. It's not true. It's v'din. This is. V'din means judgment. So be careful in your spelling of the word. We read things by the spelling. If you write with a yud, instead of reading it dain, people are going to read it v'din, and it's not true. What? Right. Means the law is I have to divorce you. Exactly what I said. El of the day. The law looks at Igeres. Don't write Igeres with a yud, which would have meant roof. Igeres with a yud means roof. Well, Rashi says roof. Oh, the way he pronounces it, it means roof. The mashma igras, ela igeres, which means a letter, right? Again, this is something we have in Torah with us. It's all the same. It's all Aramaic. There's no difference. But there it had two different meanings. And spelling influenced, right? And when Mrs. So-and-so taught you spelling in fourth grade, it's very important to know how to spell words. Because if not, they mean different things. Today we have spell check, but on Gittin they have no spell check.
There's still funny stories today in terms of contemporary law courts about mistakes in some situations, especially on where something gets legally enforced in a way
that's
not.
Good night. Well, I licked them limhach with a yod. The mashma limahach, that would be mashma you are to me. And he's trying to get rid of her, not to have her. So it means limahach, you should be able to go. Not limahach, to me you go. So again, spelling makes a difference. Boy, look to limchach, and don't write it with a ches, the mashma tichucha, it's a joke. Limahach, we're making a joke here. Rashi. Look to Rashi. I have to. It's not true. You're mine. Make sure that the hay is well written. The mashma l'machach, the tzachik, as a joke. Kol m'tzachik ani bach kichucha, I'm making a joke out of this.
Is there anyhow a ball? We have a ball that says all, I think it says all roads. Yeah.
No, because you mean to write the right words, it's just you're spelling it wrong. And he's saying spelling can make a difference to what it means, and you have to be careful.
That's what Fido's trying to say.
No, Fido's not trying to say anything.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to say...